Now, the Syrian president says he welcomes any role played by the UN in the country's elections. Bashar al-Assad made the remark following a meeting with the Russian deputy prime minister Dmitry Rogozin, at Syria's Hamamim base. He says Damascus will allow the UN to review and observe any changes to Syria's constitution. Assad noted that the world body's role must not be in violation of Syria's sovereignty. The Syrian leader also launched a scathing attack on France, accusing Paris of backing terrorists in Syria. The comments come on the heels of accusations by France that the Syrian government is obstructing the Geneva peace talks. Assad also touched on U.S.-backed militants operating in eastern Syria, describing them as traitors.
When we talk about those referred to as the Kurds, they are in fact not just Kurds. All those who work for a foreign country, mainly those under American command, and this is not something I say, they say they are working under American air cover in coordination with Americans. They are traitors. This is how we review these groups who work for American interests.
Assad went on to say that the war on terror in Syria is not over despite the recent victories against Daesh terrorists. He added that the Takfiri group is just a fraction of the terror organizations which are still fighting in Syria. He noted that the terrorists are being funded by foreign states. The Syrian leader vowed to continue the fight against terror until all terrorists are defeated in the country. Let's cross over to New Jersey. Joining us via Skype is James Petras. He's a Middle East expert. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Petras. Now, looking at what President Bashar al-Assad had to say to France, saying that France is in no position to lecture Syria about peace at a time when we've seen years of support from the likes of France and its allies of the very terrorist groups that it now seems to be distancing itself from.
Excuse me, are you asking me a question?
Yeah, Petras, do you feel that Bashar al-Assad is justified in telling France not to lecture Syria on peace?
I think it's very clear that Macron is in the tradition of French colonialism. Of course, they don't have the influence and the representation in world opinion that they had when they were a colonial power. But Macron is acting as if France still is a global power that can dictate policies. It's a very absurd situation. We know that Bashar Assad has been very open to negotiations. He's invited the United Nations to survey their constitution, their political process, their negotiations. I think Macron would be better off to look at what the Saudis are doing with their continuing support for the Daesh forces that are still active in Syria. I think in that case, Bashar Assad is much clearer in his understanding that the terrorists have yet to be defeated. They've been set back, they've suffered big losses. The Syrian government has been very successful. Russia has contributed, but I think it's a mistake to state that the war is over. The United States in eastern Syria is still arming the terrorists. They're still engaged with the Kurds. The Kurds are under their direction. I think very clearly Bashar Assad is very open, but very cautious, and rightly so. Mm-hmm. The United Nations, Macron, and other participants in the conflict in Syria have been far from neutral, far from objective, and have not contributed what they should have contributed to creating the situation of peace and the possibility of an electoral solution.
Well, that does bring me to my next question, Mr. Petras. As far as the trustworthiness of states like France and even the U.S. is concerned when it comes to these negotiations for peace in Syria, they claim to be fighting or defending the rights of Syrians.
Well, I think that's very clear. The Syrian people are the final arbiters of the destiny of Syria, and these efforts by the great powers, wherever they are and whatever they are, have no right to try to impose the kind of political process and the decide the sovereignty of the country. I think it's very clear that this is a Syrian problem to be decided by the Syrian people. And I think Bashar Assad has been very clear on that point, and he's willing to submit to whatever the majority of Syrian people want. And
All
I
right.
think this
well,
is the only solution.
Okay, that's Middle East expert James Petras joining us via Skype from New Jersey. Mr. Petras, thank you very much indeed, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.